Hi everyone. Thanks for tuning into the latest episode of the Product Marketing Insider podcast, which is brought to you by Product Marketing Alliance. My name is Orange Chapman, and I'm a content marketer here at PMA. This week's podcast is sponsored by Product Marketing Core, PMA's very own product marketing certification program. With 11 modules, 68 chapters, 87 exam questions, 10 plus hours worth of learning, and official PMA certification, Product Marketing Core covers the A to Z of product marketing essentials and isn't to be missed. For more information, head to pmmalliance.co/PMMC. To establish and elevate the role of product marketing, we're on a mission to speak to 50 PMMs to pick their brains on everything from their journey into the industry, which teams they interact with the most, what skills they believe are critical for the role, and a whole lot more. And today, I'm delighted to be joined by Igor Krenchets, Product Marketing Lead at Lennox. The first Croatian ambassador for Product Marketing Alliance, Igor has over 5 years experience in customer and product marketing, during which time he has specialised in SaaS products in both the B2B and B2C world. Igor uses his extensive knowledge of product analytics, external knowledge management, retention, cross-sell and upsell activities to build relationships and loyalty with fellow product marketers, teams within the company, as well as his customers. During the show, we'll be exploring Igor's role within product marketing, as well as his route into the industry in more detail. But for now, a huge welcome to the Product Marketing Insider, Igor.
Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, no, it's not a problem at all. The pleasure's all ours. So first and foremost, could you just tell us a little bit more about the product marketing role that you have at Lennox, please?
Sure. I've joined Lennox about 4 months ago, and I'm product marketing lead. I am the first product marketing hire in Lennox, meaning right now I'm building not only the team from scratch, but also all of the product marketing processes and everyday product marketing life inside Lennox. Meaning everything, you know, from defining the positioning, messaging, the voice of the customer, product and sales enablement, content, and so on. So building everything from scratch. Maybe just to give people a little insight on what does Lennox do at this point. We are a software company that specializes in products for tour operators and travel agencies. We are here to make their job easier. We are a group of about 100 people. Fun fact, when I was deciding to join Lennox at the beginning of this year, it was the peak of the pandemic, especially in Europe. Tourism was down and everybody was saying, you know, are you sure you're going to the tourism industry? But at that point, I saw that what was happening, especially with the pandemic, is that the need for digitalization in tourism is huge. And I saw a huge opportunity to contribute to, you know, changing the industry and how the industry works. And it was an easy decision after that.
Yeah, it's definitely a bold move, certainly, in the midst of the pandemic.
It was a leap of faith. And I with every day, I'm more sure that it was a good decision.
Oh, fantastic. So what was it that made you want to be a product marketer in the first place, Igor?
So I love software development a lot, but I'm also obsessed with the customers. So being a product manager was, you know, I was lacking the customer side, the extensive customer side in that role. I love sales, but I don't love sales targets. So I enjoy more sales trainings and sales enablement. And I love marketing, but more of bottom of the funnel marketing, so concrete stuff, not only the distribution. And when I saw the product marketing job description, I was like, okay, this has everything that I like, and this is the direction I should go into.
Yeah. We when we were completing the recent State of Product Marketing report, we found that when people, or when we surveyed product marketers, it was almost, we stumbled across people who almost entered product marketing accidentally. Would you say that you fall into that category or?
It was accidentally because I was in my previous company before, I was doing legit product marketing. My job had a lot of things to do with product marketing. So I had a big customer base. It was a second largest telecom in Croatia. I was a customer base manager. I did a lot of product development. I did a lot of communication with the customers. I did a lot of feature releases and so on, but it was not product marketing per se. And when I was approached by the next company with this role, and when they sent me the job description, I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do. And that's how I fell into the role. You could say, you know, accidentally, yeah.
Okay. And in terms of your first job in product marketing, you know, strictly in product marketing, how has that morphed from the, you know, and, you know, your initial exposure in product marketing to where you are now? How do you see your role, or the evolution of your role so far?
Well, my first concrete role of product marketing, real product marketing, everything of experience I had before was helpful. And my role since has evolved because I started, you know, with minor tasks, with minor things, and evolved quickly to bigger projects, to bigger things. And I always wanted to be more strategic. I always wanted to have a lot more responsibilities on the strategic level. So going into the lead direction and not only into the expert direction was something that I really wanted to. And finally, with switching to Lamax is something that I have the opportunity to do.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of building a product marketing team, you know, a well-established company, what advice would you give to product marketers who are aspiring to follow in your footsteps and set up their own internal team?
Well, to be honest, you know, besides only deciding, do I really want to switch jobs amidst the pandemic? One of the things that I was considering was, you know, do I want to come to a company that was on the market for years now, and, you know, to establish a team, a new team, and, you know, in some way, you know, disrupt the way they're working right now. And definitely when I thought about it, the answer was yes, it is something that I would like to do. So it's definitely challenging. It's a lot of work, you know, because you're changing current processes. You're changing sometimes even well-established processes that work, but with product marketing, they can be better. So my advice to the PMMs that are coming to you know, to teams that are well-established, but they do not have product marketing and they're building it, is to be persistent, to have quick wins, because you need to get buy-in from the stakeholders, and you need sponsorship from the senior management, from other people in the company. And the best way to do it is to, you know, very fast show them the value of product marketing and how product marketing, you know, can elevate the company and how it can help internally and externally in scaling the company further.
Yeah, absolutely. Because ultimately, if, you know, you're trying to implement a new change in something, you know, in a huge, you know, company that is seemingly flawless in the eyes of the stakeholders, you know, there needs to be an instantaneous, you know, reaction in terms of, you know, the value of product marketing. So I can totally see where you're coming from with that. So moving on to your almost like a standard, you know, day in the life of a product marketer from your perspective, what does that look like in your role exactly?
What's a standard day? I don't think that right now that exists. First and foremost, you know, I'm currently working on operational tasks, such as, you know, setting the release management, such as, you know, doing the customer interviews and everything. And I'm also on the more strategic part, like planning the roadmap, how will we communicate the roadmap. And on the other hand, I'm also building the team, which means I'm extensively having interviews, people in the interviews, and, you know, it's never the same day. So it's fun. It's the fun of it, to be honest. Sometimes you have to stop and just see the results, because you're having a feeling that you're doing a lot of stuff simultaneously and you have zero results, but then you have to stop and look at the stuff that you did and that's something that propels you further. So there's not a standard day at the moment. I'm not even sure that I want it, but for now it's fun to have, you know, each and every day different, and you plan your week on Monday what you're going to do, and on Tuesday you're like, yeah, that plan was, it was not feasible. Yeah. So at right now it's fun, but as the team will grow, it will become more of a, you know, standard thing.
Yeah. And I imagine for people who are transitioning into product marketing, and again, you know, to kind of harp on about the hysteria product marketing report, but it is, you know, relevant to what you're saying. We found that, you know, people are coming from all sorts of walks of life. You know, we had people in, you know, aviation. We had people from teaching coming into product marketing. And I suppose going back to what you were saying, that element of, you know, not being able to predict what is coming your way every single day. I imagine that that's something that does appeal about the role. So I can, you know, I found already, I've been with PNA myself since March, and, I found in my short time here that every day is different. So I totally understand where you're coming from. So in terms of the team that you work with directly, can you tell us and the listeners a little bit about the direct team in terms of numbers and, you know, the roles of your colleagues?
Right now we are a small team of two. I am happy to say that the other person onboarded is also a PM ambassador. So we're a strong team at the beginning. The plan is to have also another one or two colleagues until the end of the year. Plus, I'm also having inside a product marketing team the digital marketing managers, because I think that those two should work closely together, and I think it's a good thing for both of the sides to have them together, to have them, you know, learning about the product, learning about sales strategies and everything else. So right now, as I said, it's a team of two with aim to be at least team of four by the end of the year. Since we are a small team right now, it's mostly, you know, we can do our task on a daily basis, and there's no need for, you know, doing the task a week ahead and so on. So right now we are, you know, who has time for what and what's highest on the list of the priorities will be done. But the future plan kind of is, you know, to play off people's strengths, to play off what people like about product marketing, because the role is so wide that, you know, you can do some stuff and never touch something else inside the role. So what will play off is, you know, what people like, what are their strengths, and give them that as their responsibilities. Or even if something is not in their strong suit and they want to work more on it, they will get those tasks. But for now, we are, you know, day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, working on priorities and what comes first.
Okay. And in terms of teams outside of the product marketing team, such as sales, products, operations, etc., which departments would you say you interact with the most, and what's your relationship with them like?
Mm-hmm. I have... When we talk about the teams outside product marketing, and let's even say outside product development, because with marketing and product development, it's a standard, you know, communication, it's a standard cooperation. What I'm happy to say is that we have a very good collaboration with sales teams. That's not always the case when I speak even to other product marketers. Relationships can sometimes be challenging, but I'm, you know, really happy to say that here we have, you know, it's very refreshing to see the good relationship we have, you know, learning from previous experiences, I've learned that, you know, you have to get on board with salespeople, you have to speak their language, you have to, you know, understand that you have common goals. And, you know, if you work together to achieving those common goals, you will also, you know, achieve your individual ones, and you're not a competition. You're a part of the same company, and you know you need to work together. One of the teams that I've never collaborated before, and it's the first time since I joined Lemax, is the implementation team. We have a big implementation team that works with the client in the maybe most vulnerable period of the client lifecycle, which is onboarding. And collaboration with them for me was eye-opening because usually, you know, you don't get a lot of insights if you don't work directly with the customer during the onboarding phase. And having someone internally that is working so closely with the onboarding, because we are a high touch product, so the onboarding is always person to person. Having those insights it's phenomenal, you know, to see what the customers need, what problems are we solving, what are their reactions to the product. It was so cool for me to see something like this. And as I said, it's my first time having a department like this as a partner inside the company, and I think it's phenomenal.
I know, it's great to hear. I mean, it ties in massively with what with what we've been told when we spoke with other product marketers, as far as collaboration is concerned. It's quite interesting to hear you bring up that word, on several, several times within that answer. It seems to be a recurring theme that collaboration, a product marketer who is unwilling to collaborate, they're only going to be swimming against the tide almost. So, it's really interesting that you bring that up. So in an absolute dream world, is there anything about those aforementioned relationships between product marketers and other teams that you'd like to see changed, or is there anything in particular that isn't in place now that you wish were in place? Is there anything that you would like to see change at all?
Well, I think the dream world is close as far as my current experience goes. When I think about it, what I'm trying to work on really hard, and I think it's very important, is to establish, internal partnership between departments and between people, where we are not fighting for the customer's attention or customer credit, but we are, working together to provide that customer with the best possible product, with the best possible experience, with the best possible learnings, to help them, to guide them, and provide them, to give them what they actually bought, and to be not only a transactional company where you just charge your customers for the service you give them, but to be really a partner. And for that, I think product marketing is quite important, but it's something product marketing cannot do themselves. They need help from, all of the departments and all of the people they're collaborating with. So in a dream world, those collaboration would be seamless, and it would be a means to make a really good experience towards customers.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And in addition to this collaboration, the skill of collaboration that does seem to be rearing its head the more I speak to product marketers, what would you say the top three skills are, or three additional skills that have helped you along the way to get to where you are at this point in time?
If I continue with the collaboration and if we switch to skills, what I was thinking about this is cross-functional leadership. I needed to find a word or a phrase how to describe the skill. So Google helped me, to be honest, because I know that it was not only about the teamwork, because it's one thing to have the teamwork, but it's the other thing to lead people without authority, if we call it that way. And it's there to, to guide the people and, to push everyone in the same direction. And being able to do this cross-functional leadership, to influence people without being their boss, is something that in product marketing is extremely important. And it's something that I'm happy to have as a skill. And I think it helped me a lot. Coming from a lot of customer background, I worked in the call center, I worked in retention departments in customer marketing. Customer empathy for product marketer, if you ask me, is extremely important. So when you talk to the customer, when you're having that customer interview, it's, again, not only a transactional thing where you get information, but you need to, you know, understand what's behind those words, what's behind the need that the customer told you, what are the true pains, because we often think we know what problems are we solving. We often think we are 100% sure what pains our customers have. And then if you really listen to the interviews, if you really listen to the customers and you do have the customer empathy, then you can find out a lot of new things that can help you grow your product and grow your business. That's definitely. And the third thing that I think that helped me the most through not only in product marketing when I was beginning, but also it helped me to move to my role where I am now, it's the possibility of strategic thinking. So moving away from one feature, moving away from one part of the product, and moving away from the product in general, and looking at the company strategically, looking, you know, to align with everybody strategically, is something that I think, especially if someone wants to go into the leadership part of product marketing, is definitely something that's crucial, and it has helped me a lot to get me where I am now.
Okay, that's really it's really interesting. Thanks so much. So, would you say at your current company, Igor, would you say that there's much of a crossover between what you do as a PMM and what a PM does at Lamex?
When I was switching companies, that was also one of my concerns. Is, you know, I'm coming there as a first PMM. I need to establish some processes. What are the PMs doing now? What do they think is their job? What do not want to give up, and so on. But I must say that there's not a lot of crossover, especially because when I arrived to the company, they started working and we were working on updating the product development process. And immediately we, you know, found the parts where product marketing is accountable, where they're responsible, and so on. And we are happy to have regular alignment meetings. So we are sure we're not working on the same stuff. We are working closely together, and we distribute the work in general, you know, and we are, I can say that we are in good sync. So right now there's not a lot of crossover, quite the opposite. It's a good handover of the jobs, and I think it's working quite well right now.
That's it. It all comes back almost in a loop, really, and comes back to that theme of collaboration, as you were saying before. So from your perspective, where, you know, in a purely idealistic world, where does the role of a PM and a PMM begin and end? You know, do you think that there should be lines in terms of the responsibilities?
Well, if we're talking about perfect world and utopia, then I would say that they work together without any hard cutoffs, without any lines. But what I see, because it's a different set of skills that they're doing separately, is that on the more tactical part, on more tactical tasks, they do have different responsibilities. And I've actually was in a conversation with the PMA and on LinkedIn where I said, I think that the product managers are turned more towards engineering and product marketers are turned more over to the customer. And that's what they do on their tactical part, but on the strategic part, such as, you know, roadmaps, such as translating features into benefits and so on, that is something they should work on together, and there shouldn't be, you know, a hard cutoff. So you will do the roadmap and I'll do the strategy. It's not possible. It's the same thing, and both sides need to work on it together. So in a perfect world, you know, those tactical part would stay as it is, you know, more engineering, more customers, but they definitely need to start working more on everything that is strategically related to the product and the company.
Okay. So in terms of a broader change within product marketing, in your view, from your perspective, is there anything, it may be the case that you don't think much has to change at all, but If so, what do you think needs to change about product marketing?
If you asked me this question a year ago, I would shoot immediately and say PMMs need more recognition. As the year has passed, and where does it come from? I often see that the PMMs, when I talk to my colleagues, when I'm now talking to the people on the Slack community in Product Marketing Alliance, when I'm talking to people on LinkedIn, when they reach out, what I see is that PMMs are often being held as secretaries, meaning, you know, can you do this presentation? Can you do this for me? And, you know, just being there for minor tasks. What I see with the efforts that also the PMA does, but in general, the product marketers are becoming louder and louder, which I really, really like. With all those efforts, I think that the visibility of the role in general is much bigger. I see improvements, but we are still not there yet. Sometimes I think there's situations where I see that we are still not equal, if I can say that. So what needs still to change, but we are getting there, is the, you know, visibility and seeing the importance of what product marketing brings to the company and to the industry.
Okay, fantastic. I mean, before we started recording, am I right in thinking that the role of product marketing in Croatia is like pretty small, right?
Yeah, we are about 4.5 million people in Croatia. And if you go on LinkedIn and try to find product marketing managers, I think you will find 10 of us, maybe 15. So it's a very small community.
Yeah.
For now.
Oh, I was going to say for now. Oh, well, fingers crossed. You know, there'll be more people transitioning into product marketing, particularly from Croatia as well. Which brings me on to the next question, really. For any new or aspiring product marketers who are, you know, listening to the podcast, what would be your advice to them to get the most out of their career within the field?
My advice would be run away. No, just kidding. quite the opposite. Don't give up. Product marketers often wear a lot of hats, a lot of different hats. They're often juggling between different responsibilities. Especially in smaller teams, there's a lot of things that they do. There's not a lot of, you know, being a specialist in one field. It's more, you know, being the generalist. Especially in smaller teams, as I said, and in early days of the teams. I think that if you're a newcomer to product marketing, you need to be persistent. You need to be sometimes loud and, you know, have your say in the whole thing, and show everyone the value of your work. Because if you show them the value of product marketing, it will be easier from then there on. And the most important thing, and it's the thing that really even I could say scared me in the marketing, State of Product Marketing report, is talk to your customers. I'm not so happy to see that there's still a lot of product marketers not talking to their customers. Talk to the customers. When you think you're talking enough to them, double the amount of the interviews you have, and then you can maybe say it's enough. Because the things you find out, the things that the customer is willing to share with you, that's something priceless. And it's something that you need to work hard on and, you know, make it an integral part of your product marketing business.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, Igor. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you and, you know, getting your views on all things product marketing. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun to talk to you, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks very much, Igor. See you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, If you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.